Okay, and welcome to Demonic Confidence. This, just to give you a little bit of an idea very, very quickly, this program doesn't work like most programs and systems that you may have come across. And the reason is that, well, we understand that there are inherent flaws that one can't overcome in a system that happens without us being right there in front of you, taking you through these steps in an individual and specific way. So, given that it's got to be a little bit general, how does one make a system general enough but still be extremely useful to get rid of your individual challenges, your individual obstacles to having the kind of confidence that you want in your life? The thing is, with other programs, it becomes so specific because they never attempt to get rid of the original problem. And there's a theory in hypnosis and in any sort of brain change technology that not all schools ascribe to. And that simple theory, which I believe to be true, is that you can never avoid a problem. You always, always have to confront it at some point. And either you confront it by metaphor, either you confront it directly, either you confront it inside of hypnosis, or you confront it in what we're going to do in a very progressive way, in a very controlled way, so that you may feel a little bit tension. But believe me that after you go through this process, you will never, ever have the problems that you had beforehand. So let's begin, because we want this to be as simple, as direct, and as quick as possible. And the very, very first thing you need to do is you need to set aside some time for every single day for the next 3 weeks. And I mean every single day. I'm here with Abbas, and Abbas, why don't you go into some of the details about why it's extremely important to set aside the time to do this every single day without skipping anything whatsoever for 3 weeks, 21 days, about, would you say, half an hour a day?
Yeah, half an hour a day is the minimum, certainly the minimum for any of this stuff.
But what's the advantage of doing that in such a way without skipping around, without saying, well, I'll just put it off till tomorrow and I'll do an hour tomorrow?
Well, it is a very simple concept, Lucas, and I'm always extremely amazed that people just don't know this automatically. Because any professional athlete, for example, they know that if they skip a day of practice here and there, put it off until later, they're just not gonna be in the sort of, they're not gonna be in the game, they're not gonna cut it. It's the same thing with professional musicians, for example. Any skill you want to learn really, really well, you have to put the time, the effort, and the energy into it. And mind you, it's not that much time.
Talk about this in the context of progressive conditioning. There's certain tools that we're going to be using while we're doing this entire series. And progressive conditioning is probably one of the most important. We'll get to the blowout factor. We'll get to the repression idea that we're going to be using. But progressive conditioning is the basis, the foundation. Talk about this and talk about why the 3 weeks. Why not 4 weeks? Why not 2 weeks?
Progressive conditioning inevitably has the best results for the majority of people. There are some ways, some techniques where you do instantaneous change. It doesn't take 1, 2, 3 weeks. See, however much time you put into it, you're gonna get some gain. With the techniques I'm talking about here, you could get instantaneous results. However, I've asked you, and I told Archer this earlier, that I don't want those techniques being taught at this moment. Because they're just not for everyone. So just forget I even mentioned them. Let's just forget about them and talk about progressive conditioning. Because progressive conditioning works for everyone.
These are the techniques that you've unconsciously absorbed your entire life. Somebody asks you to do something once, and your initial response is no. Just because there's an unconscious desire for you not to have to change. Then somebody asks you for just a fragment of what their end result is. I'll give you an example. It's a very silly example, but my mother, whenever she's cooking an elaborate meal, and I show up to her house, and I'm completely full, she starts off by saying, "Eat something." And I'm not hungry, but she says, "Just taste a bite. Just have one bite of this." And the way progressive conditioning works is that you have a little taste of something. That's your step to the very next thing. Now, what do you think the chances are that going from zero, being completely full, supposedly completely full, to having a completely satisfying meal at my mother's house, what do you think the chances of that are happening if she takes an entire plate and puts it in front of me versus when she just takes one spoon and says, "Here, just taste this"?
Yeah, it's a very simple concept. Any drug addict knows about this. I don't know, maybe someone out there started out, you're making massive amounts of heroin from day one.
Every drug dealer knows about this.
Exactly.
That's why the first one's free.
Always a little bit first, always a little bit first. There's hardly anyone who's used any illegal drug that did not either smoke or drink alcohol before. Why? Because it's the little step of going with the legal drug first that makes it okay to use drugs. And it's just a little step and, you know, using a slightly illegal drug like marijuana, then going into the other little step. And by the end of the year, you have a hardcore drug addict. What were the chances of this person becoming a hardcore drug addict from day one? Zero.
Well, let's not go into too much detail about progressive conditioning. We do actually have a product called Control Her Sexuality that deals specifically with this and how to use progressive conditioning on others to get the effects that you want in your life. But suffice it to say that the way that this course is actually going to be structured is that you're actually, if you want to take the time to analyze what it is we're doing, listen to this course a few times because you'll notice how progressive conditioning works in changing your own beliefs. We don't have the advantage of sitting there right in front of you and doing this in a hypnosis session or in a progressive reconditioning session like Abbas is used to doing. So we don't have the luxury of getting all of these results in less than 2 days, sometimes less than 2 hours. We want you to spend 3 weeks, give or take a half an hour to an hour session per day, and sometimes those sessions may even last only 5-10 minutes. But these aren't the kinds of exercises that you just do because they're visualization techniques that allow you to imagine yourself bigger than your intended target, or something like that. The way that NLP and positive suggestion hypnosis is structured is that it will not work if the problem that you have is so strong that it'll fight it. It'll work for very short amounts of time, all these visualization techniques, making pictures brighter, stronger, bigger, all the swish patterns, all these things will work temporarily. And our goal is to have this work for the rest of your life so you're not stuck in any methodology. The methodology is not important. We don't really care whether or not you get the results from us or from someone else. But the way we structured it is that you're actually going to get the results from us and not someone else.
I think a useful way of looking at it is that every single day that you go through these exercises, every single day, the goal is to change one thing, to acquire one skill. And that skill is going to be so simple, so easy to master that anyone, I don't care what your level of education, your level of intelligence, your level of motivation is, none of that matters here, because each and every one of these skills is so simple that anyone can master them day by day, one skill at a time. Now, the thing is that one skill might not get you the results you want. But if you add that skill to the next skill, well, maybe that won't get you the result you want either. But at the end of 1 week, you will have 7 new skills.
And then 14, and then 21.
21. At the end of a month, you will have 30 or so skills.
That's right. We don't want you to stop just because the series stops, just because this tape set stops. You need to keep continuing because this is for the rest of your life. We're just not asking you to do these supposed exercises for the rest of your life. Now, boss, why don't you talk a little bit about the obstacles that you come across? There's a difference. There's a huge difference between the progressive conditioning that you use towards someone else and the progressive conditioning that you use for self-change and for self-discovery and to get away from the problems that you had before. And obviously this course is dealing with changing yourself. So what is it? What is the fundamental differences between what we have to do in this sort of setting as opposed to that?
Well, first things first. When you condition yourself, you already have an idea of what you want. And in this particular course that Archer's putting together, it's about demonic confidence.
Well, why do we call it demonic confidence? Let's talk about this a little bit, too.
Well, I'm sure...
I mean, there's no demons involved here. That's a completely different understanding that we're going to have.
It is a different understanding. See, demonic confidence... It's just a way of conveying. See, most people out there cannot even imagine, unless maybe they watch a movie with their favorite superhero or a movie with James Bond or... But in reality, most people do not have or have ever had the sort of confidence that you could call demonic in the sense that there's nothing.
You don't know what's possessed you to be this capable.
That's exactly it. See, now the genius of the progressive conditioning. This is what really makes progressive conditioning be pretty much the only sure way to gain this confidence. Is that you begin by learning skills. Simply just one skill at a time. Mm-hmm. But each skill you will learn to a degree that you will be extremely 1,000% confident with that skill. Most people, not all for some unfortunate reasons that we all know about, most people can walk with confidence. Most people do not walk thinking they're going to stumble, trip, or fall down at any moment.
Right.
The majority of people who can walk can actually walk with confidence.
Right.
No one ever thinks you need demonic confidence
for walking.
For walking. If that was the case, then little kids, toddlers learning to walk would have demonic confidence. And in a way, they do have demonic confidence.
Well, they don't have the fears installed.
They do not have the fears installed. That's absolutely correct. Now, these skills, if you learn skills, like breathing, most people who have at least average to good health have no problems breathing.
Right.
Meaning they have confidence that their breathing will keep them alive. You don't think of them generally as having a sort of demonic confidence that allows them to breathe.
Right. Otherwise, the Iron Lungs would be selling like hotcakes.
That's right. But for some reason, because it's been installed in them, they weren't born with like this, it was installed in them, because fear has been installed in a lot of people. A lot of people do not have confidence when it comes to very natural, normal things.
Sex. I mean, let's be honest. I would venture to guess, this has been true of our clinic, that everybody that comes in, the thing that they require confidence in is one or two fears here and there, in terms of, say, spiders or business endeavors. But 999 out of 1,000 times, it has to do with the opposite sex.
Absolutely correct. See, I met people who they do the skydiving, they do acrobatic, they do things that really require confidence because you could actually die.
That's right.
Doing them wrong or through just bad luck. However, this very same fearless people, many of them have a big problem with just going up to some lady and saying, hello, how are you?
Well, that's true. But let's go back and close a certain loop, because I don't like leaving loops open. What's the difference between the progressive conditioning that's going to get other people when you're directing the progressive conditioning techniques to someone else and getting them to change? What's the difference between that and when it's self-directed?
When it's self-directed, you know where you want to be. When it's self-directed, the tendency is for you to want to go faster than you should.
I would say that the tendency is also not to notice that it's changing.
The tendency is not to notice that it's changing. And here's a big distinction. Most people, when they work on self-change, they want to notice change.
That's right.
When they work on changing someone else, they still want to notice change, but they don't want the other person to notice a change.
You're going to come across two obstacles while you're working with this course. And those two obstacles are that people are not going to like who you're becoming. Even though you would think that society likes a confident human being, it's not entirely the case, because it means that you can and they can't. But number two, and this is the more important one, let's not even care about the other people, is that you may actually not notice that the changes are happening as profoundly as you thought they would. Look, after 3 weeks, you're going to be a hell of a lot more confident than you've ever been in your entire life. That is 100% true, and you will notice some change. But the truth of the matter is that as you're going through your life, you're going to notice in about 2 or 3 months, as long as you keep checking yourself, keep stepping outside of yourself, assessing situations, that's when you're going to really notice that you are not the same limited human being when you first started listening to this tape. So my recommendation to you is to keep a journal. It doesn't have to be elaborate. It doesn't have to be all that sophisticated. It could even be broken sentences. Who cares? The only person reading it is you. Keep a journal and write down what happens on a day-to-day basis. Now, after about, I'd say, 3 months, that's when you really, really start to assess whether or not you've gotten exactly what it is you were looking for. Now, keep in mind that it's very important for you to do this stuff every single day for 21 days. And then after that, keep an assessment for the next 2 months after that, just to realize that the change is actually not something that happens just once. Because once you get rid of the fundamental flaw, and we're going to help you isolate and identify exactly what the problem is and get rid of it. But once that happens, slowly but surely, every other thing that was linked to that problem starts to collapse. It doesn't happen instantaneously. but it will happen after 3 weeks, and it'll start to snowball in effect, become bigger and bigger and better in your life. Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely.